Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Thursday evening. Greg Likens alongside Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com, joining us. Andy, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, Greg. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. I want to remind everybody you can follow you on Twitter, at @acohenfins. So make sure you get on Twitter and follow Andy there. So we saw earlier today the spring game, which is kind of had a college feel to it, at least with that name, that Joe Philbin had the team wrap up minicamp with a scrimmage of sorts. Any big takeaways you saw from today's spring game?
Oh, I don't know. The big thing to me is that it's over and everybody escaped healthy and everybody's now heading to the month off in good physical condition. At least that's how we believe it is. And that's promising because you hear so much around the league about guys tearing up their knees and OTAs but it's hard to form conclusions at this time of year. As I wrote in my column, there are more questions than answers right now, and it's always that way, but certainly I've seen some things in both the draft class of 2013 and the draft class of 2014 that make you think that this team has a chance to be significantly better this year.
It's interesting. We talked a little while back, even I think right before the draft, and we were talking about the potential for there to be kind of two draft classes for this Dolphins team because the 2013 draft class didn't make a big impact in year one. You just mentioned that. Who are some of the guys that really stood out to you who are entering their second seasons?
These are different players. It's almost like a light switch has gone on. You look at the two young cornerbacks. They're playing with a greater certainty their game, with a greater passion and a greater understanding, and it's just clear, it's just obvious in everything they do. Then you look at offensive guard Dallas Thomas. I mean, he couldn't get on the field last year, and they certainly needed him to get on the field last year, but he wasn't ready. Whether it was recovering from injuries, whether it was transition time, whatever the reason, he wasn't ready. Well, he's been lined up with the first team, and that could be a huge bonus for the Dolphins because heading into this camp, I wasn't really counting on Dallas Thomas based on what happened last year. But now they've got him starting at left guard and playing with the first team. And Jelani Jenkins, a guy that was on special teams last year. We asked Joe Philbin today which players during the offseason caught his eye. He mentioned Dallas Thomas. He mentioned Jelani Jenkins. It's not a coincidence he mentioned those two guys. I think Jelani Jenkins, who's already an outstanding special teams player, is going to challenge for playing time at linebacker. So I see a lot of positive things in the class of 2013, and I see a lot of positive things in the class of 2014 as well.
And one of those guys that we talked about off the air, and a guy that just created a buzz, regardless of what he does, is Jarvis Landry, the rookie from LSU, second-round pick. You had a chance to catch up with him yesterday, and you just like everything about his makeup.
I'm clearly on his bandwagon. I've got a front-row seat on his bandwagon. Jimmy Johnson told me a long time ago that sometimes it's hard for him to judge players, but a special player he can judge in three or four practices and have a conviction on. He sure looks like a special player to me. He just has an aura, an attitude, a consistency about him that's very, very impressive. And for those who think that he's just going to be in the background this year waiting for a second season to produce, I think that's a little too early to make that judgment. I really see him contributing. I really see him add a dimension to this team, whether it's big playability, whether it's great catches, whether it's durability, whether it's from the slot. I just see a lot of upside in this kid. I'm really excited to see him in training camp.
Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com, joining us here on the Finsiders. And speaking of that position, the wide receiver spot, Brandon Gibson looks like he's returning to health. Brian Hartline and Armon Bins have looked good coming off their injury. So this is sizing up to be a tremendous competition come training camp. It's going to be some tough decisions to make for Dennis Hickey and the coaching staff.
Yeah, and I can't remember the last time the receivers were this deep. And really, 2 years ago, they were shallow. I mean, they weren't deep at all. And when you look at it now, boy, if everybody stays healthy, I wouldn't want to be the one cutting down this group because there's a lot of players at receiver that can play and excel in the NFL. And right now, I would say that has to be the strength of the football team. Probably that and the defensive line are the two strengths of this football team that I came out of the offseason seeing.
Yeah, it's both those good points there, and it's going to be fun to see that competition once they get out on the field for training camp. All right, another guy that I know you wrote about, and by the way, check out the AC and the AM column every morning now, tomorrow as well, for the mini camp recap. One of the guys you pointed out, Anthony Johnson, a rookie defensive tackle, another LSU product, a guy who went undrafted, although there was a lot of hype around him as far as his value, could have been drafted, had some off-field issues. It looks like he's making an impact already as well.
Yeah, and here's a position where the Dolphins are already deep, as I mentioned. But if they can find a guy that wasn't drafted that can contribute right away to the football team, it's a huge bonus. And this kid obviously has a big, big upside. He moves very well. You know, he had some issues in college. You've got to give people second chances, and you've got to give them the opportunity to succeed. And, you know, that he signed with the Dolphins, that he's excelling now with them, you know, is a huge positive. And he's another guy I'm really looking forward to seeing in training camp. You know, we've got a month off now, but I think we've seen enough in the off season to know the areas that are going to be most competitive in training camp. And I certainly think defensive tackle, defensive end, wide receiver are going to be the areas that are probably the most competitive. Cornerback will also be competitive because of the two young players really coming on in their second seasons.
Yeah, and hoping that, you know, Brent Grimes, obviously, and Cortland Finnegan can stay healthy at that position. All right, offensively, I mean, I think the biggest buzz this offseason has been around Bill Lazor and new offensive coordinator, that element of the unknown. Not sure what he's going to bring to the table, but there have been rave reviews from the players. They seem to really like it. Ryan Tannehill has said the same thing. From what you've seen, it looks like you're going to see a completely different offense out there this year.
You know, if you look back at my columns 10 years ago, this was the type of offense I've really been screaming for, because it makes a defense think. There are so many options. There are so many formations. There are so many sets. It's hard to learn. And I think we have to be patient with the offense, because guys are going to make mistakes. There are just so many variables involved. But what they're doing with players and putting them in various positions, just Mike Wallace. Take a look at Mike Wallace. I've seen this offseason Mike Wallace at running back. I've seen him in the slot. I've seen him at receiver. I've seen him take handoffs. I've seen him take reverses. What Lazor does is find the special talents on the team and utilize them in a variety of ways. And I think that's great, and I think that's important. And I think at the end of the day, all of this will make Ryan Tannehill a better quarterback, and really, that's what it's all about.
And finally, Andy, talking about Ryan Tannehill, he also is much more comfortable as a vocal leader. We've seen that out there during this mini camp. You can just tell that from a comfort level, he is ready to lead this team.
Yeah, you know, I spoke earlier about the light going on, you know, in some ways the light went on last year for Tannehill, but I see it even brighter this year. I see him taking charge. I see him more focused. I see him with a better understanding. I see him embracing a leadership role on this team. I see him refusing to accept mediocrity, even on a play. And that's great to see. And, you know, no way, nobody should compare him to Dan Marino. But there are certain things that I saw in Marino, and that was one of him, you know, the critiques he made, the leadership skills, you know, and it's great to see. And I think that will transform onto the field. That will make him a better quarterback. And now all he has to do is just hit those passes. That's all.
Yes, yeah, especially the deep ball. People want the deep connection to Mike Wallace. So we'll hopefully start seeing that come training camp. Andy, always great catching up with you. And again, check out Dolphins.com, AC in the AM. You can check out your column tomorrow morning.
Correct.
Kind of a recap of the 3-day minicamp and especially the spring game. Good catching up.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
There he is, Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com. You can follow him on Twitter at @acohenfins.